from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the Better Lawns and Gardens, the second hour. You can listen to Better Lawns and Gardens on iHeartRadio or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we are so pleased you're with us today. I have a great show lined up for you. And we have a wonderful dirty word of the day. And the dirty word of the day is marcescence. Marcescence, and that's spelled M-A-R-C-E-S-C-E-N-C-E. And it's when the trees hang on to their leaves, it's called marcescence. The word comes from the Latin marcescere, meaning to fade. Marcescence is the phenomenon where certain trees and plants, such as oaks, retain their dead leaves through the winter instead of shedding them in autumn. This occurs because the abscission layer, which normally allows the leaves to detach, doesn't fully develop. The exact reasons for marcescence are not entirely known, but several theories suggest it could protect buds from winter drying, provide nutrients to the soil when the leaves eventually fall in spring, or deter herbivores, deer, with less palatable twigs. Species that display marcescence, such as beech and oak, have adapted to retaining their leaves for prolonged periods to thrive in difficult growing soils. When growth is most vulnerable in the early stages of spring, they benefit from the compost provided by the newly dropped and decomposing leaves, allowing them to outcompete species that have already dropped theirs. So the dirty word of the day is marcescence. And I love this because sometimes we see the trees, they hold on to the leaves and we say, why aren't the leaves dropping? And that's Mother Nature. She's doing it on purpose. So that's my dirty word of the day. It's a new word I learned last week and I wanted to share it with everyone.
Now see, look, if people think that Teresa doesn't learn something new every day, right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
I love it. The dirty words of the day, I'm going, now how can I find out how to use it?
Oh, I liked, there at one point, our listeners were really good about texting us a sentence that they would use the dirty word in, so.
Yes.
Yeah. And go ahead and text us, 236-80.
And how you would use it at a cocktail party or your Christmas party.
And make sure you always know the definition of the actual real definition of the dirty word of the day in case HR ever calls you in. After the talking around the water cooler in the morning? Yes.
Yes, yes. And so we have wonderful, wonderful guests coming up. Katie Dubow is going to be with us in the next segment, and she has got some wonderful information for us. So I'm looking forward to talking with her. She is the president of Garden Media Group, and she's a second-generation woman-owned and staffed company. I love this. I love all of her team. They are so energetic and so thoughtful and just full of energy. And Garden Media Group is a public relations firm that specializes in the green industry. So she is coming up. She's the author of the annual Garden Trends Report, which is read all over the world. People are listening, and they have Katie come to different countries like Italy, and she just travels around giving her reports, and so she is wonderful. So we're looking forward to talking with her. If you do not have the number to call in at the bottom of the hour, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 236-80. You can also go to our Facebook page, and we would love for you to like it. That would be great. And you can sign up for our free newsletter. You can go to she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for the newsletter. It is free. We do not spam. We do not send it out. We don't sell it. And then also too, in the newsletter, you get information like what to do this month in your garden, or you can have my design tips, which I love to give. And then also too, my plant of the month. And then landscaper malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. So different posts like that you can read, and it comes straight to you, and you can learn more about living here in Florida, gardening here in Florida. And so if you're new to the area, love to have you get the newsletter. No matter where you are, it provides good factual information on gardening. And, you know, if you know the basics of gardening, you can garden anywhere. And that is just a fact. If you know why you're doing what you're doing, and that's what this show does, tells you why you're doing what you're doing and giving you things that, you know, sometimes when I see people doing things like putting down fertilizer or putting down herbicide or putting down insect control, and I ask, why are you doing that? Why are you spending that money? Why are you putting this chemical down, this product down? And they don't know. So it's important that we understand that. For Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And with us right now is Katie Dubow. She is president of the Garden Media Group, which is one of the top media groups in the world. And she loves to talk about plants and gardening. She's a dynamo in the garden industry. Besides being president of Garden Media Group, she is also a guest host on QVC for Cottage Farms. She judges at the Philadelphia Flower Show. She is the inaugural recipient of the Emergent Communicator Award from GardenCom International, serving her third term on the board of the Pennsylvania Landscape and Nursery Association, and a member of the 40 Under 40 from the Greenhouse Products News. Katie, you are a busy woman. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Hi, Teresa. Good morning. Thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. And not only that, you're a mom of two lovely babies. They're no longer babies, though, are they?
Well, I was just talking to your producer, Lizzie, about that. They still have the magic of Christmas, let me say, in them. So they're young enough for that.
Well, that's wonderful. So it's good to have you on. And I always look forward to having you on every year to see what the coming trends are so that I can incorporate them into my landscape designs for my clients. So tell us how your Garden Media Group or Garden Media Company team researches to find out what garden trends worldwide are coming.
Well, thank you for saying team, because first, you know, it's not just me. We have a whole group. The whole staff works really hard on this, and we have all different types of people, you know, all different types of demographics, and all of us are coming from different perspectives. So I think that's the first thing that makes us really strong, is our team that's researching this is incredibly diverse. And then second, we don't rely on ourselves. We ask other people like you. You know, you look for us for trends, but then we talk to landscape designers who are out there in the field. What are their customers asking for? You know, native plantings have become so big. It is not a trend anymore. It is a movement. So, you know, when we don't know that, though, until we talk to designers such as yourselves. And of course, we look at global trends. You know, I was lucky enough to visit Spain this year to speak on the trends, and I was just, my eyes were opened to what's happening in Europe as well. So we really have to have our fingers on the pulse in a lot of different places.
And you do that for sure. And so what is the theme this year for Garden Trends in 2025?
So our theme is like our title. For listeners who have heard before, they know that, but it's, you know, it's the thing that really draws all of the trends together. And so we always come up with it last, Teresa.
Yes.
And after we put our 8 trends on the wall and we said, okay, these are the things that we think are going to resonate, we wanted to see what that through line was. And this year we're calling it Nature's Renaissance. And the reason that we love that term Renaissance is because it evokes romance and storytelling, but also because it's a return to the way nature used to behave. You know, we really have turned into a society that paves everything and mulches everything. And so this is a return to nature, and it's a focus on rewilding. And we saw that at the big flower shows this year. You know, you mentioned that I judge at Philadelphia Flower Show, the Chelsea Flower Show in England, which is,
yes,
on my bucket list.
Oh, I go every year. It's just incredible. Oh,
We have to go together one year. I know we talk about this, but you saw the rewilding there so
yes.
much this year.
Yes, it was fantastic. Now, you mentioned about pavement, and I was yes. struck by one of your facts that you brought out. Tell us about the pavement in Orlando.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that we saw during this Nature's Renaissance was where we currently are. And we had to do an assessment of what is happening now to see where we're going. And so right now, if you know that Counting Crows song, we've paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
Yes.
That's truly where we are. You know, we have paved a quarter of our cities across the country. But there are some cities, like Orlando, that are more. Orlando has a percentage of 33% of Orlando is covered in pavement.
Isn't that something? That's terrible. And I will tell you, here's our age difference here, Katie, because I remember Paved in Paradise by Joni Mitchell.
Oh, you're right. I'm so embarrassed.
No, and Sheryl Crow did it too.
Yes, she's the OG. I should have known.
So since this, you talk about community in your study, and since the 60s, communes, communities have been very important. They've been keywords. Yes. But how are communities changing in the 21st century?
Well, I love that because we talk about where we are with pavement. And also another stat that I found mind-blowing was that 84% of single-family homes that are newly built now are part of an HOA. So we have to understand, I mean, you're a designer, you might see this. We have to understand that people are battling with rules and regulations. So the future has to be a balance. The HOAs are starting to adapt to front yard vegetable gardens and, you know, more native plantings. But we still have heights that we can put up fences. And so what
right.
we see happening is that a change is coming and that communities are not just insulated and they're not, you know, we are a global world, of course, but we're becoming more niche, localized, and really fostering these in-person connections and changing the way we see plantings. It is no longer just a little like cotton ball of plants in a sea of mulch. You know, we are doing more plantings, more diversity, more density, and more layers.
That is so true. And green space has been important for a few years now. But what about personal space? What are you seeing there?
Oh, I love how you phrase that, because I think the one you're referencing here is our social niche trend, our personal spaces that we're carving out, you know, online, our online personas. And one of the trends that we're seeing is that we're also sick and tired of the social media. You know, TikTok, we don't know what the future of TikTok is. It's just on the chopping block as we speak. Meta, Facebook, and Instagram crashed last week. So we cannot rely on these big social media networks anymore, and nor do we want to. We're kind of tired of all of the misinformation that's spread there. And where are my friends? I don't see them there anymore. And so what we're doing is we're gravitating, again, toward these smaller communities, places like, you know, podcasts. What a great opportunity to see these communities that you are forming, people who are like-minded, who can call in, who can comment, you know, who can create these little tiny communities, fostering real connections, authenticity, and trust.
That is great. So gardening is a very sensory experience. And so what's the growing trend in senses when in the garden? How are we using it?
Well, speaking of podcasts, this is a great transition. And what we found was that music is one of the things that post-pandemic we are returning to and doubling down on. We are listening and absorbing more things through our ears than ever before. You know, research shows that we're attending more concerts and we're paying more for them than ever before. And so when we saw that kind of research, we said, if people are doubling down and willing to invest in music, how can that parlay into the garden? And so what we really know is that it's about creating a multi-sensory experience. You and I both know that our senses are lit up when we are outside in nature.
So true.
But if we also want to attract this younger generation and get them, you know, they were one of our biggest post-pandemic gardening segments. And so to keep them, we have to understand that they also want to have this idea of listening, whether that be music or podcasts. They want to be listening to something while they're gardening as well.
That is incredible. I see that so much, and I'm just so glad that you're bringing this to light. So how is AI influencing garden trends?
Well, this one is all around us. Sometimes we see it and we can spot it, and sometimes we have no idea what we're looking at and that it's been generated by robots. But I want, for some reason, Teresa, we're not accepting of it. And I think it's because it's new technology. And so in this trend, what we really are challenging gardeners, especially, to be, you know, not judge whether AI is good or bad. Because, you know, you might have some personal resentments, but again, back to this younger generation, it's their new social media, you know, when we all, or it's the new internet, you know, these things that came to different generations that we mistrusted, and it took us a while to get on board. That's AI, and it is a way for this younger generation to express their creativity. It's so interesting to see, you know, even just when you're on virtual calls, these backgrounds that people use, 9 times out of 10, they are in nature. So it's so cool that we're so lucky that we have this industry we're in, that when people are creating the most imaginary, safe, and beautiful space that they could think of, it involves the garden. And so what we really want to challenge people to is say, okay, we're using AI. Some people are using AI to experiment with coming up with these unique and playful themes, really cute plants that look like they have faces, you know?
Yes.
But it's okay, because we know that we are ready. When those people want to come into the real world, we are ready to play in the dirt with them.
That is great. Now, I only have a few minutes left, and I know you're good about this. So, Katie, with our new garden tour company, Art and Bloom, we visit gardens all around the world, just like Highgrove House at Chelsea Show. We go into King Charles's gardens. And so those gardens are beautiful, but there's certainly a don't touch kind of ambiance. Yeah. You can't touch things. Stay on the sidewalk. What kind of gardens are people looking for now?
Well, there's a couple garden trends. One is lived-in gardens. These are gardens that are more mature. So it goes back to hiring a landscape designer to help you create a garden that looks like it's older, but lived in, that you can live amongst. And then living fences are another one that people are looking for to create privacy, but out with that, you know, HOA fence, that HOA color-approved fence. So those are the two really big trends that we're seeing.
I think that's wonderful, because these fences, especially the cement ones, block wildlife. We need more wildlife corridors.
Yes.
And that's a very big component of what you don't see in HOAs. So I certainly appreciate it. Katie, where can people read the report?
Oh, you can see the full report, all 8 trends, on gardenmediagroup.com/trends, or you can check us out on any of the social media networks.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Katie. I wish you a Merry Christmas with your family. Tell your mom I said hello and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too, Teresa. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, she is just such a dynamo. I love her. Team is just amazing.
I bet.
They are just so much fun when I meet up with them at TPIE and at different conferences. They are amazing. But Katie is always spot on with her garden trends.
Yes,
I love this. That music in the garden is so, everybody's listening now.
Rocket science.
There you go.
She nailed it.
Thank you so much, Katie Dubow, Garden Media Company. And we are going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. It's Saturday morning. This is where you are, 7 to 9 a.m. from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I want to give a big shout out to Katie Dubow, Garden Media Company. She is wonderful, and I so appreciate her report. I'm excited to see what's coming up. And do you know, every time she does, I see it in the gardens in the in the coming years. So she's always spot on. So I do appreciate it. She's always fun to talk to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if you hadn't had your caffeine for the day, boy, she will give you a jolt 100%. Boy, let me tell you what, that woman's full of so much energy.
She is great.
I love it.
Yeah.
She energizes me on the phone. I was just like, what? Okay, let's chat about this.
So that's great. So we have a question from TJ, text message, and he says, what to do with a gardenia plant that has a bad case of sooty mold with whitish scale? So, TJ, you have to use a product that has oil in it. Okay, so you can use the neem oil. You have to cover the scale. So the sooty mold tells you that you have an insect problem, and it is a symptom. It's not the problem, because that sooty mold will wash right off. You know, you can literally take your finger and brush it off. But it is the scale that is causing the damage, and you need to use an oil product. Okay, so neem oil is certainly one of the easiest and best oils to use out there for it, and it's available everywhere. So follow the directions. You want to spray the top of the leaves. You want to spray the bottom of the leaves. Spray the stems, the trunk, and then down around the ground, okay? And that way you're going to get all of the insects. And now the scale, the whitish scale, will not necessarily come off. It's going to stay there because the insect in it's going to die. So that white scale is not the actual insect. It's this little shell around the insect, which keeps it protected from spraying a liquid insecticide on it. But if you use the oil, it will smother the insect. So you will see the scale stay on there. Just take, after a few days, take your finger and then kind of wipe it off and see if it kind of oozes brown. If it oozes brown, it's still alive, and you may need to do a second application. If it just wipes off and it's kind of dry, flaky, and it just wipes off, then your problem is solved. So great question, TJ. Thank you so much. 1-888-455-2967. If you have a gardening question, we would love to hear from you. And
one of our listeners actually, they use the dirty word of the day.
Yes, JAC did. He said, don't be marcensis about clutter around the house. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, JAC. We certainly appreciate that, and it fits. You know, it fits. And so what can you be doing in your landscape right now? You can go ahead and start seeds of the cool season crops so that if you wanted to grow them in or have transplants for February, this is the time to do it. You can still get seeds now. And in fact, I would suggest you get the seed catalogs for next spring and start ordering your seeds now, because usually if you wait until April or March, April, May, the seeds are gone and they've already sold out. So now's a good time to get seed catalogs and then start ordering your seeds. But you can start your seeds, and that way you'll have transplants available in the springtime. You want to, if your containers, your raised beds, your pots, if you see the soil going down, and sometimes we fill it all the way up to the top, and then a year or so, a couple of years later, we're looking and there's about 2 to 3 inches that is missing from the pot. Where did that soil go? Well, it actually, the microbes in the soil break the soil down, and the plants actually absorb that soil. So it's time, this is a good time of the year to go ahead and put more soil in at the top. You do not need to throw away any soil. I learned that from a good friend, Dr. Gary Bachman. He doesn't get rid of any soil. Love that. It's great. You don't have to spend as much money. And just keep adding more soil to the bed. And do not. There's no need to remove the older soil. I did that one already. Bulbs. What kind of bulbs can you be planting? My plant of the month in my newsletter is a bulb, and it's gorgeous. African irises right now, amaryllis, anemones, bulbines, and crinums. I have a client that has beautiful crinums, and they just are gorgeous. They're very fragrant. She has them underneath her kitchen window, so while she's sitting there, she loves to do things naturally, Lizzie, so she hangs out her clothes, which I used to love to do.
Yes.
Don't have time to do it anymore. But she hangs out her clothes and she washes her dishes by hand. And so she's at the kitchen sink and she gets to smell these fragrant crinums.
I do one of those things. Like we don't have a dishwasher, so we hand wash all of our stuff. And also, but I would love to hang up our clothes. However, we have dogs and turkeys, so that's not happening.
Yeah, so Would the turkeys just sit on the clothesline?
Or they would probably try to. And they'd fly over and maybe poop on them or something. But, you know, I miss the smell when I was younger.
Yes.
I would call it the sunshine smell. My grandmother would call it the sunshine smell. And our clothes smelled like sunshine, not fabric softener or whatever. But there's just that sunshine smell.
They do. And it just, it is very refreshing. And so it's just one of those things. So it's a great time to plant. You know, I had someone say, can we plant trees right now? Yes, this is a great time to plant trees. There's less stress on the plant. If it's dormant, then it's not a problem whatsoever. Go ahead and you can plant dormant trees right now in your yard. And the only thing that I'm really concerned about, especially with the flooding that we had, the amount of rainfall we had in October, is that the ground is just saturated right now. So everybody on lakefronts and things like that, the water level is high, not only at the lake shore, or, you know, where it comes to the road, but underneath the ground, the water doesn't have anywhere to go because our aquifer is full
right
now. And it's just no need to water very much at all. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. And we can take your text messages and also your gardening questions. We're getting closer to the holidays, and we just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Yes, yes. Mark your calendar, because December 28th, it will be a pre-recorded show. And Teresa and Tom McCubbin kind of give us some information that we didn't know, and it's some pretty cool information.
It's just wonderful. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, so we're looking forward to everyone hearing and discussing it. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I am so glad you're listening. 1-888-455-2967. If you'd love to call and give us what you're doing in your garden this month, how is it looking, what's going on. If you have a problem, we could talk about problems, but I just love this time of year in the garden. I love to design gardens that have something blooming in it every day out of the year.
Yes, that's me. I hate getting something and I'm like, it's so gorgeous, and then it's like, wah, wah.
Yeah, and then you go months without any color whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But also, I want color that doesn't need me to be involved, so I don't have to prune it.
You know, I think I said, what was it, last year? I think I actually, I was on record saying, if they would just make something that stayed pretty all year and I didn't have to trim it and cut it. And you were like, oh, they make plastic flowers. But I'm like, but they're ugly. Come on.
And you know, even plastic flowers need maintenance because they get dusty and they fade. And so you either have to replace them or you got to go out there and dust them and get the dirt off.
Exactly.
So there is no such thing as a no maintenance landscape. No.
And I know there's like ones that you've suggested in the past that were like the landscapes and stuff that are very good maintenance and easy maintenance. But still, that's my pixie dust. If I could sprinkle that across, it would be to always have a perfect setup.
Here's the thing, is that Mother Nature, God, has created these landscapes that need you to go out and dig in the dirt and put your fingers in the soil.
Right.
That's where you get the benefit of being outdoors.
Isn't it crazy? Because whenever I till my garden, well, obviously not this year because it's full of turkey poop, but whenever I till my garden and stuff, I would always do it, not the tilling part, but I would always go out to set the rows up barefooted.
Yes.
I love that. I love that feeling
of the dirt. Mm-hmm. I so agree with you. And it's good for our souls. Digging in the dirt releases pheromones, and it is like taking Prozac. If you're out in the garden, it relaxes you. It takes the stress out. It's good for you.
Yes.
And so, you know, hopefully we're going to have our New Year's resolution show in January. We're going to be on January 4th. We will be here, and I'll go over the garden resolutions that, you know, that I'm going to be doing.
Yes.
And looking forward to. And
I mean, I would also like to, you know, and I know you would too. Like, I'd like to hear from our listeners what they're, you know, yes. So you've got a couple of weeks to think about this, write it, maybe email it, of what your New Year's resolution for planting is.
That's a great idea.
And it doesn't have to be just for spring. It can be like, hey, when October rolls around, I want to have A, B, and C ready for October.
Or I want to try this new plant, or what kind of you know, new pathways. What kind of outdoor room do you want? There's so many different ideas, and I just think that if we get outdoors, people are going to be less stressed. We're going to find more in common with each other, because people love to talk about their gardens. Mm-hmm. They love to share plants, and when you find out that your neighbor has a plant that you love and they give you clippings of it, then you're friends for life.
And that's cool, too, because I think a lot of people don't know that you can actually take clippings. You can have clippings given to you. I don't want to say take. Given to you. I don't want to see people walking over their neighbor's yard and go, wow, this looks pretty. Thank you, clip. Bye.
I'm just helping you. I'm just trimming your shrubs. Yeah, but you can do that with any kind of shrub. And so Ira texted me this morning, and he showed me his avocado tree that's going in. He's growing it in a glass container. He's rooting it from the seed, and it's got roots coming down. And so he said, my roots are hitting the bottom of my glass container. And I said, well, Ira, you know, you can lift it up out of the jar and cut those roots off by a third. You can cut an inch off and let them keep growing. And he didn't know that he could do that. So
I wouldn't have known either.
Yeah, you know how the roots get all in there and get all tangled up? Just take them out and just clip them off, so you're leaving, you know, depending on the size of your jar, 3 to 4 inches of roots. You don't need to let them get that full.
And that is gene. Yes. Do you know how many plants that I've let either die, or they've died because they've what I call root bound. I don't know if that's the proper verbiage.
It's root bound.
They die because it's not overwatering. It's like I think, I'm not you, but my brain goes, man, you just didn't give it enough room to root. So, you know, and it decided to commit suicide.
I think you need to come to Better Lawns and Gardens class.
You know, that would not be a bad idea. I think I need Teresa to come to my yard one day.
I would love to do that. Oh, I would love to. I think we need to do that over the holidays. And so if right now you've got still, you survived the cold week that we had in December, that first cold week, and you still have some plants that are outside, your orchids, if they're in pots, you need to bring them in now. Okay, they've had enough of the cold weather. You can bring them into your patio area, take them down from your tree if they're just hanging by hooks. This is a time that we're going to get our worst freezes in mid to late January. And it could happen the first week of January, but I'm just saying, usually January, the end of January, we're still seeing very, very, very strong freezes. And so you don't want to leave them out there. Your sensitive plants, your tropical plants, you want to make sure you have that frost blanket.
And can we remind people that poinsettias are actual tropical plants, because Shrek and I got into this huge discussion last year about that. So thankfully, I know where to find the podcast, and you can find them on betterlawns.com. And I went back and I played that where Teresa Watkins goes, oh no, they're from Mexico. They're tropical. And he's like, I hate your job sometimes.
And so, yes, mulching, this is a good time. If you have not refreshed your mulch, go ahead and do it now. Now, I do not want you to create mulch mountains. And if you already have 3 to 4 inches of mulch down, you do not need to add any more. But you could, if you wanted to stimulate a little bit of decomposition going on, you could rake it and flesh it back out again, so that you kind of turn it and get that soil worked into the mulch, and that will be beneficial for you. But you need at least 3 to 4 inches to stop weeds, okay, around your plants. Now, do not mulch all the way up to the trunk of your plants and shrubs. You want to pull them back, create a kind of like a little ring around your plants and trees so that they can still breathe. It's very important that roots can breathe, and that if you put too much mulch or mulch volcanoes or mulch mountains on your plants, then they're going to decline, or they're going to have a hard time breathing. And so you don't want to do that. Also, too, if you're doing it on where it's curbed or next to the road, the next time it rains or we get irrigation, it's going to, you know,
wash it away.
And
that's what I was going to say. Is that I'm not saying any business or anything, but there's a business that I see 6 days a week. And and I don't understand why their mulch and everything is at least, what is that, solid 2 to 3 inches above the curb.
Yes.
Now, how would you cut, I'm not asking because I'm going to do this, but say that you have that and you just put mulch and mulch and you've gotten 2 to 3 inches above your curb or your bed area.
Right.
And it's just washing over. What would you suggest somebody do for that?
Well, they need to, one, reduce that mulch area. So I probably would take all the mulch off and dig out the dirt and lower it down. So the dirt should only come up to about an inch below the curb.
Okay.
And then that way, when you put mulch on, then it's not so high.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, 2 to 3 inches of dirt. It's just got, so what's happened is that the mulch has decomposed and has turned into dirt.
Oh.
So the dirt keeps getting higher and higher and higher and higher, and then you're putting the mulch on it.
Makes
so
sense.
Take that dirt out and put it someplace where you need all the dirt.
True.
So I have a great question from JAC. He wanted to know about taking peanut shells and whether he can blend them up in the blender and put them out in the vegetable garden. Yes, you can do that. It can be used if you've got enough peanuts to do it as a type of mulch, but it's organic. You can put it right there. Make sure you blended it up. You've chipped it up very finely. Should you do chicken and turkey? No. No bones. No. I'm sorry, Lizzie. I said turkey.
Face. I literally about puked in my mouth right there.
But like, no cooked food, no bones, okay. No meat. You'll get a lot of, you know, unwanted characters in your garden. So you do not want to do that.
You'll have all them holes that you want to plant plants in after that.
And so, but you can use the peanut shells as a organic amendment. That's fine. You can put them on top of the plant or at the bottom. I would love to say a big thank you to Katie Dubow on her exciting 2025 Garden Trends Report. You can go to Katie Dubow. Let me see. I've got that. Where do I have her? Go to Garden Media Company, and you can load it right up. I do not have her address, but I'm going to post it on our Facebook page, so that'll be good. You can go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and I will have the link right to the Garden Trends Report. Also, too, if you please remember our sponsors this time of the year. We
yes.
are so – they allow us to bring the show to everyone free.
Yes.
We do not have to charge for it. Black Cow – and Quality Green Specialist in DeLand, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. This is a season of gratitude, mm-hmm. and we are so grateful for their support. So let them know they appreciate it, too. And then our sponsors for the studios, Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, they have such quality, great products for preventing mosquitoes and fungus. And
I'm loving their boot, the clothing spray and stuff now.
It's great, isn't it? That green armor. And so let them know that you appreciate them too as well. So from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks, and Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you miss any of the shows, go to betterlawns.com and check out all of our podcasts there. And thank you for being the most stupendous listeners that we could ever had. Betterlawns.com.